this morning, Wake Forest's Twitter account put out a video. Actually, first it was pictures with President Hatch speaking to the team. Then the video came out, and it had the hashtag, "We want to play." Our next guest furthered that message on his Twitter account, at Sam_Hartman10, the quarterback of the Demon Deacons, saying, "Safer together, hashtag, let us play." It's good to have you on the show, Sam. You're on across the Piedmont Triad right now on Sports Hub Triad. So paint the picture for me this morning. What was your takeaway from the team meeting with President Hatch?
It was just very cool to see your school's president, kind of front and center in front of your team. He showed his care and concerns for us. And first off, he just was thanking us for the job we've been doing. And it's always good to hear a little like a good job done, because we've really, I feel like our team as a whole has just handled this whole situation just excellently. And we've been doing our part, wearing our mask. And then secondly, it was just awesome for us to kind of hear that he's going to fight for us and, push to say that we can play. And I just kind of wanted to let him know that I think it can be done. And I think there's not a guy here that doesn't want to be here, and there's not a guy on this field that didn't want to play football. So it's just hoping that he received that message, and I think he did. And, kind of whatever happens after this is, in God's hands. And we had a great practice right after, and, practicing tomorrow morning again. And, life goes on, and we just kind of sit and wait and hope for the best.
Take me back to last night, Sam. You're seeing these headlines. What exactly are you thinking, and did you think you would be talking to President Hatch the following morning?
When you're seeing all those headlines, it's a little depressing. But then again, you see a lot of the guys across the country. You look at, the Trevor Lawrences and guys of his kind of wide reach of audience and his influence, that, your hope kind of comes back. And it's always cool. We're going to play them week one, but right now we're just kind of working to get to that point, and kind of in this we're all together. And I think it was nice. I didn't think we would get to talk to President Hatch, but he's always been very good about coming out, and if anything's going on, and reaching out to different people and being in contact. So it was not a crazy surprise, but it was very appreciated by our team, and we just we felt the love from him and his support for us to play.
It's Wake quarterback Sam Hartman with us here on Sports Hub Triad. The ACC league offices, and they are in Greensboro, so there's a good chance ACC officials are listening to what you have to say right now. Heck, maybe even John Swafford, ACC commissioner. If they were, Sam, what would you like to say to them?
I just know, I came to came here in June and quarantined for 14 days, self-quarantined, and then a few weeks later had to total isolate because of contact tracing for 14 days. So if you don't know what total isolation is you sit in a dorm for 14 days and you're not allowed to leave. So that's you don't go outside. And then it's just, so those, you can add that up, is a lot of days without being able to do this. And I'm still wanting to play, and that's really the reason why, because we as a program, and I know across the country, and the ACC has put in a lot of time to quarantine and isolate, and then on top of that, still doing our normal workouts and practices. So I think that, I know I'm speaking for myself, and I think I could speak for a lot of guys on our team, that it's we want to play football, and we understand the risk in the involved with COVID-19, but the bottom line is we've worked really hard to make sure that there's not these guys can't handle not going to parties or not going to large gatherings. We've done our job, and we're just hoping that y'all can make it happen so we can play some football.
While we got you here, Sam, want to get to a couple other things. Did you feel the earthquake yesterday morning?
I did. I was just kind of waking up, and my TV was shaking. I thought maybe the dryer was doing one of those things where it kind of just kind of shakes the house a little bit. And then I looked on Twitter and I was like, oh, wow, little earthquake. I haven't felt one of those since I was a little kid.
You might need a new dryer, Sam.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just a weird dream or something where I was thinking about drives, but that's what I thought. And then I looked on the old Twitter, and it was an earthquake.
Yeah, I was an absolute clown yesterday. I was awake. I was in bed, and I actually looked underneath my bed. I thought someone was underneath it. Like, that's, you know, I think we all don't know how to react to an earthquake until it actually happens. Also, you guys have been practicing since last Thursday. Give me a sense with the regulations that are currently in place, the restrictions. How much different does practice look right now versus to what you were used to, let's say, at this time a year ago?
I think I'm definitely a lot less sore. Just because of, you know, it's not as much of a grueling process. We've kind of had split practice going right now. So we're going in the morning, and then guys are going in the afternoon. And usually we're not back-to-back days. Usually by this point we've practiced it about 7 or 8 times in a matter of, you know, 8 days. And but, I mean, we're still getting a lot of work in. We're still getting good reps. And, guys, it has been really good for our younger underclassmen because – they are getting a lot more reps than they normally would. So I think it's important right now to develop depth. And so I think, you know, skill wise and, you know, getting ready for the season, we're the same, but it's just a little bit less taxing on the body.
Shoot him a follow on Twitter at Sam_Hartman10. He is displaying leadership for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons on the football field, trying to do so off of it, as we've seen from a lot of players in the ACC over the weekend. Keep it up. We'll continue to follow. Hopefully, we'll be talking about football games in the near future. Thanks for the visit today, Sam.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.